early? Or,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You could totally be late for being early.
You could be early for being late.
We just started late for being early.
That's right.
And we started early for being late.
That's right. Now let's
doesn't
just
always work that way, though.
Let's do the intro music.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this wake place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. Great day today here, August 5th. I'm joined by Richie Lease.
Hey, now.
And G-Man.
Shalom, again.
Again, yes. Yeah. Everybody, Facebook Live heard us the first time. But
I'm downloading back. Facebook onto your phone right now.
By the way, thanks, Don Matthew said that the Marvin Gaye is now suing me for the... That
rights.
Remake,
yeah.
Which is, by the way, our very own Elgin David, who's its birthday today. Elgin David's birthday today. Oh, happy birthday, Elgin.
He was a good guy.
He's got great hair.
Great hair.
Who's Elgin?
You don't know Elgin David?
I don't.
He's in a boy band.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in a boy band, and he was a co-host here on the show, too, but now that he has a new baby boy, he's kind of home, and he's got the 9-to-5.
Isn't that your nickname?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that your nickname?
What's that?
Baby boy.
I don't know why you guys are so low on this mic. Turn you up. You guys are all fucking talking.
I've got a little phlegm.
Do you?
Yeah, I've got a question. What's up with all the thumbtacks?
See all the posters on the wall?
I don't see any.
You don't see the thumb? That's how good I place them.
The pink, oh, yeah. Oh, there,
the wallpaper.
Yeah. Right.
The wallpaper is actually thumbtacked.
I just need you to talk into the mic, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I don't hear you.
I'm sorry.
All right. We don't have to apologize. Just talk into the mic.
But I do accept the apology.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome, guys. And you guys never, but you've done the show in the past. You've been on here years ago.
Not prefer. No, I don't.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely.
G-Man hasn't.
No.
And I'm glad to see G-Man back in the comedy scene here in Florida. You were gone for a while.
I was gone, and it is, I must say, it's delightful being back on the scene.
It is. I missed you.
I miss you guys.
I saw you came back, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's back.
I don't know if you were ever gone. You were just lying dormant at the bottom of the comedy ocean.
Yes.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
I miss G-Man. I always loved G-Man when he used to come out and, you know, his style.
You're talking like he's dead.
No, but he was in a sense because he was gone. Well, he was at, like you said, he was dormant.
Sure.
And then I didn't see him for a long time.
I was one of the few people who got to see Gary on a regular occasion.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now I feel left out. Like, what was wrong with me? I was always tight with you, and then... All of a sudden, you just, you know, you're gone.
You live in Coral Springs.
Oh, it's too far.
Yeah.
That's right. You're a Palm Beach guy.
Yeah, he left yesterday to get here.
Yeah.
He stayed over. He got a hotel.
You could fly to Australia before you can get to Palm Beach by car. But no, I'm glad you're back, dude.
Thank you.
And, you know, we were talking. The first time I saw him back on stage was at the Robot. Right? And he wasn't in his garb. He wasn't in his costume or attire.
He just did a regular set.
He did a regular set. Now, what's your opinion of that? Because if you guys don't know G-Man, he has an outfit, these red, like, old dolphin shorts, gym shorts, and he wears a hat and goggles and...
Mm-hmm. Stockings.
Stockings basically. And shit, and he puts something in
tube
his pants,
socks.
It looks like.
I actually used to model tube socks on the radio.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I was going to say the reverse, but now I can't quite...
I did that, too.
Yeah. Just on your penis? You wore the tube socks?
Could you stop it?
Sorry.
Yeah, people are wondering if you're packing your shorts because you know.
There's a bottle of water in there.
He's out just in case he gets thirsty.
he was sitting there like it's not radio, like it's not audio, that he's just sitting there contemplating for a while. He's like, I'm going to think of something good.
Yeah.
In case I'm parched, it's good to have handy.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to wear the fanny pack. But do you wear a fanny pack?
I do not.
Okay. But have you?
No, I carry a man bag.
A man bag during the act?
No.
Do you wear a fanny pack during the act?
No.
Have you ever worn a fanny pack during the act?
No.
I think he has.
I feel like you have.
I think you
have.
I have.
I remember you wearing.
I have
fanny.
Not.
I remember you pulling shit out of your fanny pack.
Yeah, I think
during
the
show, actually.
You know, I want to thank you for having me here, but I could do without the attitude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You don't. I think you wore a fanny pack.
He did. I remember him pulling shit out of it as part of his bit.
I just want to warn you, the thumbtacks are within arms.
They're, but they're all of a legal length. Like, you can't get arrested for the size, you know, the length of the needle.
Next time someone's going to come in here to do a show, they'll be like, oh, look, Gary Gelman was on, G-Man was on one of Dougie's shows. They're like, No, that's actually him thumbtacked to the wall. He didn't actually do the show.
Just an image of him.
There's no room here.
I know, there's a couple posters we got to pull down and get up to date, you know?
Let's see. Can we see who we could pull? Perry Sack. I was going to say, who can we pull down?
Perry Sack's actually on every single poster.
Well, Perry Sack's on every Florida show that actually is.
Yeah. So I say we start from scratch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This has gotten very interesting.
It did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But thanks, man.
Let's get back to the fact that
I even said to G-Man that night at Robot that I liked him. Who he was without all
I remember that
the other stuff.
That's civilian.
Yeah, what is it with that? Like, is it just like a because I think he's funny. I think he's just naturally a funny guy.
I think it's OCD that he has to do a character.
Yeah. Because you used to be Richie Lala, you dropped the name. And you went to your real name.
Yes. And I'm now less successful.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
No, I like Lala. I'm not letting it go. I like Lala. No, it's Lala.
Yeah, I always thought it was great.
Gary
yeah.
texted me. He goes, has texted me several times about changing it to Lala.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I think Lala is just a character. It's like the beatbox character.
Yeah.
No,
that night at Robot, you went up in regular garb. You went up and you did your show. You did your comedy.
Okay.
You know, it was great. You looked around and you go, I don't think this is up to code with all the wires and shit. And your persona made it people laugh. You don't need the outfit. Your personality and character shines well above that. I think when you wear all that other stuff, it kind of takes away from it. That's my opinion.
Wow. Okay.
Not that he's going to listen to me.
I want to know what he thinks after you say
that. Yeah, what do you think?
I'm going to quench my thirst for a second.
Oh, this guy can't not avoid everything.
No, he's not drinking water. He's drinking some sort of concoction.
I thought it was ACV.
I thought he was on the way to the doctor.
This is Lala's urine sample.
Damn, you piss a lot, bro.
Yeah, diabetes too.
Yeah?
It was a long drive.
It actually looks very similar to my urine.
It looks like urine.
Yeah.
Looks like urine after you took like a full day of vitamins.
He steams in the microwave for 5 seconds too, so
Someone told G-Man that drinking Richie Lala's urine actually helps your comedy.
Yeah. You see him. I mean, you're giving him good ups for being out in the scene.
Yeah.
That's the first step that's the first side effect from drinking my pee.
That and rhino horn. I grind up rhino horn, make rhino horn tea. Yeah, no.
Now I see that you're doing stuff over at the brew house. Are you running that now?
I am running that now.
Great. It used to be run by our Wayne Felber.
That's true.
And then for a while, I guess I'm on my brain's dead, but
John
Hine and his girlfriend ran it. And what happened? Did they just?
I think
did you pull some strings and get them fucking pulled off the case?
No, I think they got.
How often are you doing shows there?
A lot of questions. First of all, I think they got rickets or scurvy. It's once a month right now.
Is it? I thought it was every Thursday.
No, that is that is untrue.
They have do they have shows every Thursday? Open mics every Thursday, and your show is once a month.
Thursday is music.
Normally.
Normally.
Really?
And then your show's on a Sunday.
That's true.
Sunday, it's not even on a Thursday.
Yeah.
No.
So there's no more open mics on Thursdays out there as it used to be?
No. It's exactly the same thing, but completely different. See, Thursday is music, and Sunday is comedy.
But not every Sunday.
Not every Sunday.
Just one Sunday a month.
So they changed it.
I'm busy at church.
Typically. So they changed.
So it's not just you. It's just nobody.
Nobody.
This is.
Yeah, I understand.
You're
that
a bland answerer, my friend. Buddy, you're a bland answerer.
No, but it's good to be back on the scene, I must say.
No wonder you're into doing print.
What are you, Belay DD?
Now, Richie had mentioned you had some questions you wanted to ask me.
I do.
Yeah?
7 inches.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Wrong.
Is it purple? Your favorite color is purple?
I like.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear purple.
No. It's always been my favorite color, like lavender purple.
Hmm.
You know? Like the smell because you like the color?
Well, I'm a big Prince fan. That's where it all started, actually. Oh. And it's a sign of royalty and shit. Is that it? Is that the line of your questions?
That was the...
He took all day to figure put that line of questions together.
That was the May one. No, but
there's some tangent questions.
What's the dangerous? What's the danger?
What's dangerous?
What's the danger here? Like,
well, let's say the nickname. You've talked about it on the show.
It's funny. The old owner of the New York Comedy Club, because that used to be my stage name, the Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he says, you need to talk about that because you never talk about it. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, well. Always Dangerous was the name that my strength coach, Dan Matthews, was watching the show program here, his son. Dan Matthews was my strength coach when I was fighting Muay Thai.
Your strength coach?
Yeah, I had a strength coach. And I said had, right? Yeah. By the way, Chris Priester says, Dougie and Richie, speak slower to keep up with your cast. the thing was, I started work on my strength coach, and God bless the guy. I was never in better shape ever, even when I played soccer professionally. But I was 5'9", and when I fought Muay Thai, I fought super heavyweight, which was 200+. And at the time, I weighed 210, and I'm 5'9". So everybody I fought was 6'5", 6'6", 250, 300 pounds, and I beat everybody. So he says, you're a dangerous man, always dangerous. There you go.
Good answer.
And I'm dangerous at all-you-can-eat buffets.
I'll say.
Next question.
Oh, yeah. On the same lines as that is Chris and I are doing a show at the Funky Biscuit on Thursday for the Teachers Association.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I saw that. By the way, congratulations to your brother and you guys for running Comedy Cure Comic Cure, sorry. that might be why I've only been invited to one show over the last 500 they've had as a Florida comic.
We don't do invites. Well, actually, we do. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, just have a talk to your brother. I got into one show.
Well, there you go. You got more than a lot of other people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems to be using some people a lot more.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they are directly related to whatever it is.
They're doing, like, theme shows.
Yeah, everything is themed and specific.
Is that the new location, the Funky Biscuit? Which is
it's just a location. It's one of locations. Yeah, doing shows for. I mean, we'll do shows for people for whatever.
Right.
Hire us to do a show.
There you go.
Where's the Funky Biscuit?
It's right in your...
In mine?
No, in Royal Palm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Royal Palm Plaza.
Like Meisner Park area?
Yeah, just
the Royal Palm thing. Mm. It was funny because when they had the Funky Buddha, they also had the Funky Biscuit.
I ran both shows.
Yeah. And it was like, which one? The Funky Biscuit or the Funky Buddha?
Both cool. Both individually cool.
I did a show once at Funky Biscuit. It was a Nighttime Miami show.
Yeah.
You know, that great show?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't Perry Sack...
he's the talking... Yeah, he's the host.
Yeah.
He, I don't know. You know, I was on that show when it first came out. We actually, the beginning of that show, we used to be great. We wrote skits. Me and Amy Dingler wrote some skits. And we had... And RJ, remember our Haitian RJ? It was a comic around. We did some great skits. It was like
Whatever
Saturday Night Live.
Guy?
I don't know. I have a theory.
Yeah, I think RJ, I know your theory.
I remember.
Do you know my theory?
That he hooked up with someone's wife and they killed him.
I think that might have been. I mean, every time I saw RJ, I had a different woman with him, and he had a girlfriend. And
I think he moved to Africa. He just ran off to Africa. He's going to come back and start his career over again.
Oh, so he did the Dave Chappelle move.
I believe so.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I missed him. He was a great host. He was a fun guy.
Yeah.
Real good guy. Real nice guy.
Remember, he put a bunch of shows together.
Remember he had that urban show in North Lauderdale?
Yeah, he had a couple of different shows.
The Kitchen, was it called? Hell's Kitchen?
I don't know. It wasn't Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was basically one of those shows, TV shows.
Yeah.
And that was like, as a white comic, that was your challenge to try to get into an urban room and try to see if you can work at an urban room.
I think I was in more urban rooms than I was white rooms.
Yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't say white. Yeah, definitely. I was in more urban rooms than I was actual rooms. Or, like, you know.
Is that the bebop thing?
Yeah, maybe. And just because, I don't know, I always had some confidence on stage.
What's your next show there, G-Man?
Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Backstage.
Oh, the backstage. Yeah, nice.
No, I thought
yeah.
it was Sunday you're doing backstage.
That's Brewhouse.
Oh, Brewhouse Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a great room that Jackie's got out there. Jackie Sanchez. Cool. I'm going to be the August 24th headlining it.
Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah. Fun little room. It's like what they did was they took a commercial piece of property.
Yeah.
Built out like a bar, right? And a little stage, like an entertainment area. A little kitchen. And created like an entertainment. And it's great Monday night open mic there.
Oh, it's a great spot. Yeah. I love it.
It's really good because it's near, close to your home,
mm-hmm.
which makes it nice.
True.
There's so many times I want to go because it's a Monday.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been there once in an open mic. And then you're like, all right, so I'm going to go. And then, of course.
I was the night there when they had 3,000 comedians.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah,
it looks like the line to Ellis Island back in the day.
It's a good spot.
Yeah. But that's cool. So you're headlining it Saturday? You're on the show Saturday?
I'm going to have two contests. So.
Yeah, it's the back. What is it called? The Beast?
Oh, yeah. I saw,
beast
the contest.
Of the back door, the Beast of Backdoor. You're the Beast of Backdoor, regardless of the show.
Yeah, I can see you as the Beast of the Backdoor.
Thank you. And they do have great coconut water there.
They do.
Hmm. Have you ever had bad coconut water?
Well, I ordered chunky, one time chunky. I was there, I ordered a coconut water, and Dennis brought me a Coke and a water.
Hmm. I'm wondering if it was a good idea to have G-Man on a radio show. I thought it's going to be great.
It's a true story.
I think that when we sighed, anyone that was listening also sighed.
Come on, dude. You're supposed to be a star.
Thank you.
Is that it for your questions for me?
Well, let me see.
What else do you got? Right,
where did you get the Dougie?
Dougie?
From?
You know, like, what are you asking me, Richie?
The Dougie Almeida.
I've had somebody say that, you know, especially on these. One of the things I was going to talk about today is these pricks on Facebook that judge and comment everything you do. Somebody says, what a name like Dougie? What do you think? You're an old fuck, you know, like, hey.
Name like Dougie.
It's like Douglas. I could either go with Douglas.
Is Dougie exclusive for something?
That's the thing. Like, my legal name is Douglas, but that's an actor name or a professional name. Like on my financial planning career, it's Douglas Almeida.
I know a lot of Dougs and Douglases.
Yeah.
It's a fine name.
I like Dougie. Dougie's a little more like fun. Don't you think Dougie's funner than Doug?
Really?
Doug is the past tense of
Dig. I think Dougie is more non-Jewish. And then Doug is like a more Jewy.
Yeah.
Doug.
Well, I'm Roman Catholic, so.
Are you Roman Catholic?
Oh,
yeah.
That was one of my questions.
That was one of the questions?
Well, for many years, I wasn't sure, truly, I didn't know if you were Italian or Hispanic or even Jewish. So I wanted to hash that out. So thank you for, let me cross
Most people think I'm Italian.
Okay. But that brings me to my next question is, how do you stay so thin?
Yeah.
Wow, it's so fun. Okay.
All right, now we know why we brought him on here. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, here's another question. Do you ever intend to get into comedy?
Never.
Okay.
It's not for me.
I think every time I've seen Doug in the last 3 years, he's sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's because I'm always doing cocaine.
Yeah. What's
you know those people? You know those people that are like that? Dude, I got a cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the white fever.
How come you just invited me to the bathroom?
Yeah. Why'd you take your keys with you?
So you're not Jewish?
No. Okay.
Did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask him?
No.
Did you get that shirt in Colorado? G-Man just went to Colorado.
Did you?
No, I asked about the thumbtacks. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you get that shirt in Colorado just recently?
This one was from Puerto Rico, but I did get a...
You got a Colorado shirt.
What's
in
it
Puerto
say?
Rico.
I can't see it.
It says Colorado.
I just see a Bigfoot on there or something with a peace sign.
I went on a sativa sampling safari.
I love that. Isn't it great when you go to Colorado and states like that?
It's delightful.
I mean, when I remember it. Yeah. You can, even though it's been, I've done it a dozen or so times now, and you live in California.
I do.
So you but whenever I go to like any recreational state,
it's great.
It's just to walk into a dispensary.
It's like
Disney World when you're a kid.
When I get a layover in Denver, I always make sure it's at least 2 or 3 hours so I can get off the plane, take the $6 Uber to the hotel strip. Or you don't even take an Uber. You just get into the free hotel shuttle.
Yeah.
And it takes you to the hotel strip and, you know, you just walk right. There's a dispensary right there. And then you have a big park that you walk around because of the hotels. It's all in this big park area.
Oh, really? That's congratulations, because whenever I have a layover, even if I have time, I have like this phobia about leaving the airport. Like, I can't leave. Like, I could be there for 4 hours.
I would love to leave every time I get there. Yeah? I'm like, I wish this layover was long enough that I could go see the city. And then I go into Denver if I can and get some lunch and hang out with people, because there's so many people out there.
There's something about that. I've had that happen. I've been like, okay, I got a few. I can go. And I'm like, I don't want to leave the airport. I'm just going to stay here and wait it out.
Yeah, no, I enjoy getting out and seeing cities. I wish I had a full day in each place.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a dog here.
Yeah, he's trying to get part of the limelight.
What's the dog's name again?
Player.
Player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it's not Claire?
It's not Claire.
It's
no.
not Claire?
Okay. No. Claire's the dog he banged the other day without Claire's parents letting him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Claire the player.
Claire the player. Exactly.
So, yeah, I like to go to Denver, but I don't actually like spending time in Denver because the altitude makes me a little sick.
Yeah, I remember.
So, like, day in, day out.
I remember the first time I went there after the legalization aspect. It was my wife was with me, and we were in Denver. Then we took a trip to Red Rock,
mm-hmm.
you know, the amphitheater and everything there. And
I heard that's awesome.
It's awesome. It's beautiful. And, of course, I got high, and that's the only time my wife does. Right. You know, it's when we're in Denver, you know, celebrating. And we did. And then when you get there, you got to kind of walk uphill a bit. And I remember going, oh, I shouldn't have smoked before I got here. I was like dying, trying to get to
you
know.
It.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful place. We went, Agent Mason, my buddy Dave Young, who's actually right there on your thing. And we were in Blackhawk, Colorado. And we actually went up into the mountain and like went to the mines and stuff and walked around.
Yeah.
But the altitude was killing me. I had to sleep all the time, drink a lot of water.
Yeah, you gotta hydrate.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Oh, hydrating is huge.
That's why Gary's drinking urine right now.
Yeah, your urine. After he took a bunch of supplements.
Yuri's urine.
Richie Lala urine. That should be a new drink.
It's got a lot of turmeric in it.
Yeah.
Well, turmeric.
Like the dog. Is that a tumor?
By the way, Brett Morris.
That's a tumor.
By the way, Brett Morris on Facebook Live says, "Looks like two kids got in trouble for fighting and are now talking to the principal in the office." Listen, you two young fellas, we need everybody to be cool here.
Doug's definitely the principal.
Yeah, I would be the principal here, wearing a hat. Yeah. Well, that's cool, dude. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And, you know, I always loved your comedy, and like I told you, like I think his character. Like he could almost pull off any line, right, Richie?
I'm sorry, what?
Stop fucking hamming it up for the camera. I think you could pull off any line. Remember I told you that? I think you know your line. You could just say anything.
This is uncomfortable.
And you don't like my chair?
No. I'm just trying to get in a better view of the camera.
He looks like Alfred Hitchcock.
You should sit over here,
Alfred.
Yeah. All right. You guys are challenging. So no more questions for me then.
No, I think...
You're out of them?
Yeah.
So that's it for today.
So you found out that my favorite color is purple. I'm Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're Jewish.
Roman, your dad's Catholic?
I'd say you're more Jewish than I am.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I think you're Jewish. You just don't want to admit it.
He's super Jewish.
For those of you on podcast
Look,
land,
he's got a tattoo.
I'm not going to admit
he's
it.
He's got a Jewish tattoo.
Isn't that like sacrilegious? Isn't that like against all like?
Yeah.
Yeah, this way.
He's got his own Judaism.
He's got a swastika.
It's called insurance. This way I won't be buried near my family.
Sunday at his show, he's actually getting a face tattoo while he's doing the show. During the show,
that's entertaining.
My eyelids. Actually,
yeah.
Yes.
You're going to paint eyeballs on them?
Yes. How'd you know?
Indiana Jones. Yeah.
That was going to be a surprise.
Yeah, well, okay, I broke it. There you go. Let's see what happens. I know you so well, dude. That's why. Even though you were gone for years, I've missed you so much that I've always kept you in my mind. And then I even told my wife, I go, guess who's back? My wife goes, who? I go, G-Man. She goes, who the fuck? No, G. Oh, yeah, she likes you too.
Yep.
Especially that package.
So there's two people who like you.
See, why'd you leave?
Yeah, my fan club is. It's
fame starts with one.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
No, I'm committed now.
You get your back.
I'm back.
You're back.
Oh, you're committed. I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh, stop.
I thought he got.
I'm being committed.
Exactly. Some other stuff happened in Colorado. I can't tell you about. Well,
Did you and Ramon hook up?
No, we did not.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that's why.
Well,
you guys went
before Colorado.
Ramon Garcia.
Yeah, I think they went out together.
Oh, you guys went to Colorado together?
No, we're going to. We were trying to.
Oh, I thought you went together.
No, we did not.
You gonna do a comedy show
at the Denver Improv?
Nice.
Yes.
How'd you guys hook that up?
We're funny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we know people.
That's what it takes.
Yes.
That's Adrian Mace is out there. Dan Reskin's out there.
Now, is Adrian still doing comedy? I understand that he's
he's
kind of out of it a little bit.
He's a chef, too. But, yeah, I think he's doing comedy still. I haven't talked to him in a little bit.
Yeah, I remember the last time, well, not the last, one of the times I went out there, that time we went to Red Rock.
Yeah.
I was in town. I was going to try to get at Comedy Works, where he's a regular at. And he says, I'll mention it to them. And then I said, cool. So we got high as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Then we actually ran into Paul Jumelius and some other guys who were in Miami that moved out there.
Yeah.
And Paul went to, I guess, in New York now. But we were out there, and we ran into him at some brewery. So we were drinking and everything, and, yeah, we'll see you guys there. And we went back to the hotel, and we crashed, and we got up late. So by the time I got to the Comedy Works, everybody had the list.
And
Paul ended up getting my spot. Because when he got there, he says, oh, you're Adrian's friend from Miami. He goes, yeah, I guess. And then
great.
Yeah, so it worked out good for him. And he had a good set, too.
So he answered your call?
He did.
He didn't return my call.
Well, you got to be funny.
Yeah, so I hope he does.
Who are you talking about?
Mesa. Adrian Mesa, yeah.
Hmm. And Daniel Reskin was out there. He was doing something.
He's still out there. Yeah, Casa de Jaja is living out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's going on.
I know he was doing some stuff at comedy clubs.
Yeah, he's we're doing some clubs, sort of. He's got Casa de Jaja going on.
Nice,
and he's also a chef.
He's chefing too, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think sometimes they chef together.
Yeah. Dual chefing.
Yeah, dual chefing.
Ooh.
Duo chefing. I don't know if that was actually legal, or actually something that would be there.
Dual chefing.
Now, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there was a couple tragedies this weekend.
Yeah, well, first was, what's his name? The owner of the Stand, Dave Kimowitz, was murdered.
Yeah, I just read that. And he was murdered, right?
Yeah, murdered. It was like him and his babysitter were murdered.
Ugh. What? I mean, you know the story? Because I know people that.
All I read was the suspect was her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend.
The babysitter's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and that she was found stabbed to death on the lawn, and he was in the house murdered.
Ugh.
Crazy. I literally was just texting him Tuesday.
Man. I know a bunch of people posted that. I didn't know of him.
Really nice guy.
Yeah. Young, too.
He's like our age. Actually younger than you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, not.
Well, how old are you there?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm like 27.
No questions for him on that there, G-Man?
Anyone happens to have an accordion with them this evening?
Does anyone have any mayonnaise?
I usually have one with me, but today I forgot it.
That was uplifting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last night?
That was a horrible story. And, you know, especially young and it's like, I remember this was years ago. I think I was just out of college. And I met this girl. And you know when you meet like a girl and you think, oh, my God, this girl's so out of my league. And then we started talking and stuff. And I thought, oh, there's got to be something wrong with this, right? And then we're at dinner one night. I think it was Bennigan's. How long ago was it? It was a Bennigan's. And she starts telling me about her ex-boyfriend. And it hit me like a brick. Like, this guy could show up any minute with a fucking gun. You know what I mean? He was a redneck, you know, and this and that. She was telling me, oh, yeah, he's been in jail, and he was in the military, and this and that. Good. Man, I ended that date. I just had this fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, all that shit came about because you had a feeling like, I don't care how good this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something like that. He must have came to the house, And he, you know, it's like an O.J. Simpson thing where he's trying to protect her.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and then his fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah. I'm going to read up on that.
Yeah. I'd like to. It was the first article I read. I'd like to see more.
Well, we all know
the generous guy, though.
Yeah. We all know the now he owned the club.
Yeah, he's one of the owners.
One of the owners.
And he was like, anytime I come to New York, come hang out. And I was texting him. I was like, I'm going to be in New York next month. And he was like, come hang out. Let's welcome to my club always. And I was like, great.
Wow. Yeah, super nice. I've never been there, but I was trying to. Rich Voss said he was going to help me get in there, and he never did.
Well, you still have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Because it's owned by other people as well.
Yeah, I'm glad the club's not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm actually hoping to go to New York the week before Thanksgiving.
Which is it? New Year's?
New Year's.
Christmas or
yeah.
Thanksgiving?
I have a new thing about comedy. I don't leave the state of Florida in December anymore.
Huh.
You know, unless it's, you know,
of course. There's a lot of work down here in the holidays.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, because there's too many times I'm like, I'm going to go do a gig. And then you're in Wichita or Chicago. You know what I mean? It's freezing. It's cold as balls. And then the travel sucks. Oh, yeah, it always gets canceled.
Yeah.
You know, so I just said, no more. I have a new thing now.
Well, that's why everyone does Florida. All the big names come here in the winter. Because there's a lot of work here this season.
And thank goodness, right? You and I, you were here. You were around when I started. You were one of the guys who was around when I started. And what a distance we've come, right? In the last 10 years or so, 12, 13 years.
When was that? 2008, 2009?
You know, I always try to remember that. I'm guessing it's like 13 years I've been doing this. So I think it was like 2006 when I started. I think that was the first time I actually got on stage. Now, do you count the beginning of comedy, the first time you got on stage, or the first time you actually worked?
No, I count from the first time I started, and that. So it really, if it goes to like when comedy started clicking for me, then it's 4 years later.
Yeah.
So I started when I was 22, but it wasn't until I was 26 that I actually started. My set started falling into place.
I remember being at the old New York Comedy Club.
Ugh.
And Richie was there. Richie Lala was there. And I was troubled because I was trying to get work, like all of us do, at the local improv.
Yeah.
And you were getting work from them.
Yeah.
And I hadn't. But then Richie was talking about, you know, I seen that he was doing work at Bonkers.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I asked Richie, Richie, you know, how do you get in on that? And Richie, you could tell, was like, he didn't want to tell me. Because he didn't want me to find. He was a little like, you know.
It's not about that. Glory, I told everybody. It's just about, you know. I don't know what I told you, but it was just about going out and going up there and getting in their face and doing the best you can at the open mics.
Well, Pat Garrity actually helped me get an audition in front of Joe.
Yeah. I think Carmen got me auditions.
Yeah.
I think I went to like 5 auditions.
I went to the real nice room there, Crown Plaza.
It was great. I was there when the Orlando Magic won the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
In Orlando, we were in that room. I think it was me and James Yon and Hurley or something. And our show was still going on when they won, and everyone just flooded it. The whole place just became a sea of people, and it became like the most electric show ever. I think that was the show James Yon was on stage. He had already done 45 minutes.
Right.
And someone, as he was about to do his closer, someone offered him a wing, like a chicken wing, and he said, sure. And then he also dipped it in their ranch and ate it, and then by the time he was like finishing up his jokes, someone sent a plate of chicken wings to him on stage.
Yeah.
So he did another 45 minutes while eating a whole plate of chicken wings.
Really?
And the thing was he had to wait for blue cheese, and then they brought a whole plate of blue cheese to him, like a whole dish of blue cheese.
With your rings, you prefer blue cheese or ranch?
Neither.
You don't like them?
No.
Do you eat chicken wings?
I'm non-dairy.
Oh, you can't eat dairy, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like, G-Man? You like eat wings?
I'm vegetarian.
You're vegetarian?
Yes.
Well, that explains your incredible energy.
Oh, there's Pete Kramer.
Yeah.
He has got the energy of a pescatarian.
Yeah.
Something smells a little fishy.
No, you don't look like a vegetarian.
I am.
You should see his flaccid fingers.
Yeah. Thanks. Cleaning it up.
The dog was just licking my fingers.
Yeah.
What's the dog's name again?
Claire.
Claire?
Claire.
Claire.
Anyone ever told you look like a young Cybill Shepherd?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard it too. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're back, dude. I've just got to say it.
We should talk about that. Let's talk about it a little bit more about you being back. I'm glad you're back.
is anybody glad, not just in comedy, but here in general, I'm glad that you have a back.
There's people who are backless in the United States over the world.
Like every once in a while, though, I would see him like show up in photos. And I'd be like, what happened to G-Man? Because you were here, you were at all the shows, and then you were gone. And I thought, because let's face it, there's a lot of people. Like, how many
it's
people?
Like Mad Z.
How many people? Yeah, like whatever happened to Mad Z?
He's still around. He's in Cocoa Beach.
Is he?
He comes out for one of my shows, like a show every 6 months for me.
The last I remember about Mad Z was when he had that issue with his balls.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was scary, right?
Yeah, he was
I don't think he ever got oh,
like
really?
11 transfusions.
Oh, like it was this. Wasn't what's, it like it was this? Like an abscess or something?
Yeah, it was originally like a an ingrown hair that he never took care of, and it just got worse and worse, and then it became like an abscess.
Hold on, how do you not take care of an ingrown hair? Wouldn't you just pluck it, right?
Where no, hold on. I can tell you this. I remember, and this was right around
just,
that time.
Just, on your just, scrotum, that's got a painful
just
either
do
way.
It. Just I don't think it's painful. I had one.
It's called tweezers.
I had one, like, you know, I remember sitting on the toilet and sitting there, and I looked down, and I saw that, like, an ingrown hair in your ball. Like a pus, you know, like, oh, my God, look at the size of that thing. And I
yeah,
can't
his
leave
ended it. Ended up being like the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah, but this thing, like I said, it looked like a marble. And I went, holy shit. And I started playing with it, like squeezing it, because I can't leave a pimple alone. Yeah, my dick. I was playing my dick. And it popped. It was like, holy shit. And it was like, you know, massive. And for those of you pimple poppers out there, it was pretty extraordinary.
For those of, we should get some food after this. But
yeah. You hungry? You feel hungry yet?
What's the dog's name?
I'm feeling faint, and usually I've been hungry.
But and it was funny because the timing issue, because it was right around then that I heard Matt's story.
Yeah,
I go,
Matt,
oh my God,
that was brutal.
So
he went to the hospital. On top of this, he had been smoking that shit, the synthetic weed.
Oh yeah,
from the gas station. And yeah, whatever it is. So he'd been smoking mass quantities of it. He went to the hospital, and they went to give him a blood transfusion, and they said your blood is tar. It's like you're an 80-year-old man who smokes 8 packs a day. What the hell? And he goes, I've been smoking the synthetic weed. They're like, it's fucked you up. So he had to get that pulled from his blood before his blood could get back to normal, so his blood could start healing. So he was just getting sicker and sicker. So because he was just, that stuff had just totally ripped apart his immune system.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. I remember when that shit came out, that weed you'd buy in the grocery store or whatever.
Yeah,
the 7-Eleven gas
station stores.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? I remember I had a friend I was doing. I'm like, what do you smoke? Why don't you get the real stuff? The real stuff's not that hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why would you find a substitute?
Well, because it's legal.
Yeah.
Because there's loopholes, so you couldn't get busted for it. I'd be like,
who the hell gets busted for weed? I mean, think about it.
Me when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
18 months probation.
How much did you have on you?
I didn't have anything. It was a setup. I had half an eighth that I split with the guy.
Half an eighth?
Oh, so it was a deal? Like you're buying it and it was a setup?
Yeah, I split half an eighth with a buddy. And
you bought it from a cop?
16. No, the cop wasn't even in the car, but it was a setup. So they said the cop was there, but he wasn't. And when they found out it was me, they were like, fuck, we're sorry, man. We didn't realize it was you. So then they just gave me a year and a half probation. And they expunged it.
Much like I expunged my
my
ingrown
hair.
Word.
I like that word.
Expunge is good.
Steve Lamb has a couple questions.
Expunge.
Steve Lamb says, G-Man, L-A, la-la. Oh, G-Man, la-la.
I like how he's spelling it out. G-Man, yeah. L-A, L-A.
Yeah. And Steve Lamb, I have some questions. Go ahead and ask, Steve. And just don't ask me what my favorite color is.
Just
that's
don't ask me what it was.
I have to give him credit on that.
Yeah,
I didn't give him credit. That was
Steve Lamb question. Was the purple?
What's the
purple
color? Was,
yes. Steve said when you go on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, ask Dougie what his favorite color
is. It's kind of like Steve said two things. He said if you ever meet Dougie Almeida and go on his podcast, ask him what the color purple, what his favorite color is.
Yeah.
And then the second
was if you
ever meet Bill Cosby, ask him what his favorite drink is.
The Cosmopolitan.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
so
we don't
you're amongst good names.
Yeah, thank you.
Did Lammy have a question?
No, he never asked it.
No, he never asked.
Nothing relevant.
He got a little stage shy there.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't need questions because it's that time of the day where we actually turn to the news.
Are we going
to
get started? Oh, wow.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That was like, in one ear, out the other. That was an experience.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jimi Hendrix. here's a story. It snuck up on a scientist stunned by a city-sized killer asteroid that just missed Earth last week. Did you read about that?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it again.
last week.
Last week.
an asteroid that they call a city killer. Like if it hit the Earth, it could destroy a whole city. They didn't recognize it till the day before. Like they, you know, they have these. Everybody's looking into the skies to try to find that, you know, the asteroid that's going to hit us.
Right.
So and it missed?
Yeah, it missed.
I didn't really, it missed.
Yeah, it didn't hit. You would have heard about it.
Wait, I don't know if we would have heard about
it. It didn't hit. They saw it late. It didn't hit.
It came with it. It came within the orbit of the moon. Like it was closer to us than the moon.
Wow. I felt something.
Yeah, it was a little breeze.
Is that when we had the earthquakes in Cali? Man, that was weird. I was in both those earthquakes.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof.
I was on the toilet both times.
Really?
Yeah.
You caused the earthquake.
I thought I was. I made myself dizzy. I was sitting there,
confusing.
Like they grab, and all of a sudden I'm dizzy. I'm lightheaded. The place is rocking. The second one was so weird because it was a wave. It wasn't like the first one was like a rock, right? Where usually it's like more like shaky. The first one was a rock. The second one was this wave, so you could see the other part of the room move like this before it came to you.
So it was like a breakdancing earthquake.
So my shower, the back of my bathroom moved before the rest of it. It was really weird.
I've never been in one, so that's got to be an amazing feeling.
It was very, I like weather, and I like extreme weather. I like watching, I like barely being in it. But so that's the closest thing. It was really, the first time I ever felt was with my ex 7 years ago when I first moved to L.A., I woke up, the bed was shaking like crazy, and I thought it was her, and I woke up, and she was sitting, staring over me like, and I was like, what's the matter with you? Stop shaking the bed. She goes, it's an earthquake. I was like, why are you staring at me? She goes, I wanted to see what your reaction was.
Get out!
Yeah.
Fucking freak. Alan Duffy was confused on Thursday. The astronomer's phone was suddenly flooded with calls from the reporters wanting to know about a large asteroid that had just whizzed past Earth. And at the time, Richie Lala's girlfriend looked at him and said, what was that?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. Everyone was getting worried. Yeah. I mean, you remember it was 2 or 3 years ago that meteor or asteroid that landed in Russia?
No.
No.
You didn't see that one?
No.
Come on, guys.
Did you see it happen?
It was on the news. Everybody in Russia has the cameras on their car.
I was in Juneau Beach, so I didn't see it.
You don't have TV and fucking news in Juneau Beach?
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
why I was a little nervous about today.
But I heard that the Kardashians are going to have a TV show. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Kardashians. It's Bruce Jenner, his stepdaughter.
It's not Bruce anymore.
It's not Bruce anymore?
No, you didn't know that?
No.
He's been found guilty of manslaughter.
No.
Yeah, he's a woman now.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
He's
so
a woman?
So this is a concept?
They?
A concept
are they a they now?
Yeah, he's two people. He's actually married to a hot young blonde chick.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a lesbian marriage, though.
Oh.
Kind of.
Is it freezing in here? My nipples are ready to break off.
Yeah, well, I try to keep it cold in here.
What's the dog's name?
Claire.
Okay.
Eclair.
You don't seem to care about asteroids, G-Man. I'm really concerned about this.
As long as they miss.
Yeah. If it hits,
come
let me
close.
Tell you. What was the Russian?
Miss.
Did it kill people?
There was about 1,100 people that were injured.
Wow.
Like it was a big, you know, it was pretty. You got to look it up.
How does nobody get killed? 1,100 injuries.
Well, it didn't. Like it blew up before entry. But even when it blew up, some of the debris hit and affected shit. You know.
You know what? I feel bad for the silent S in debris.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like live.
Although if you're my wife, you still pronounce it. She's Asian. She's debris.
Right. Do you guys communicate?
Yeah, we communicate.
I remember that joke.
Yeah. Still tell it.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's some jokes that you still keep.
Pimp cakes.
Right? Do you have jokes that you used to tell that you still keep as your core jokes?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I think jokes always come in and out. I never really write a set list, so it's like I just get up there and joke.
Smoke and get up?
I think, somebody had asked me that. Like, I feel like over the years, I've taken bits and replaced them and polished jokes up.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm always reapplying stuff.
Right? Like, get rid of this joke, add this joke.
Until I start coming out with albums, which I don't have. I'm actually working on an album right now.
What, do you get a name for it?
No.
Yeah, I've got one.
I've got a couple working names.
I've got a couple working. One is I Mean No Harm.
The
Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. I Mean No Harm. I was going to put a Douglas Almeida, but that didn't sound right. But yeah, next year, that's my goal, to do an album finally. Take all the material up until this point and make that hour. And then move on.
I'm working on an album.
So who else is this timer you're going to use?
I'm working on an album.
Yeah?
I'm doing an interpretive dance to different Manilow duties.
Barry Manilow songs?
Yes. I thought you were going to say to full Genesis albums.
No.
Aren't you Phil Collins fan?
Cat. Bing, 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 bing. You're a Genesis fan?
No. He said that. Oh. I said Manilow.
He's Phil Collins. Barry Manilow. Yes. Not Genesis.
Did you know that Barry Manilow finally came out and he's gay?
What?
Yeah. So you got to watch more TV. You don't know anything. I mean, we all thought he was gay when he sang Lola. Not
I heard
Lola,
Barry Manilow is the reason that the hit in Russia.
Maybe I am a Genesis fan.
The asteroid hit in Russia because of Barry Manilow.
I love Phil Collins.
Do you prefer Phil Collins or...
Phil Collins.
Still
Barry.
I was going to say...
Corey Hart.
No.
Barry Manilow or Barry Katz.
Barry Katz.
Yeah, he's from the...
The insurance salesman for Boca.
Barry Katz.
Yeah. He just friended me on Facebook, I think.
Yeah,
Barry
he probably
Katz.
Was.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, lucky me.
You guys
me.
Are close.
The asteroid wasn't one that the scientists had long been tracking. It seemingly appeared out of nowhere. And if it hit a city, what city would you like it to have hit?
Are we still talking about the...
It's coming back. Missed. No, but I'm saying, but if it had hit... And it,
where would
it
just, I want
yeah,
it to hit?
Yeah, if you had to pick. Like in other words, if it's going to hit a city, wherever, you obviously don't want it to hit here.
Wherever, what? I mean, why not? You could evacuate. Florida's not really a big miss. If it's anywhere else, it's like in the middle. If down here, you're not going to miss it.
Wherever my relatives are.
Yeah?
Yeah, just take them out.
Yeah, selectively. It'd be not bad. Yeah. Well, I won't talk anymore about that story then. How do you like that?
Where would you have an asteroid hit? I wouldn't want it to hit anywhere.
Nevada, Wyoming or something. North Dakota.
Well.
You know what I mean? An unpopulous area.
Yeah, no, they're the
worst. Forgive me for being caring.
No, the North Dakotans are the worst anyway.
They deserve it. They do.
They
think they're hiding out there.
Yeah.
You know, all safe and shit.
They think they're all that.
There's still a lot of people that moved to Montana because they thought, the world was going to end, and that's like the safest place to be in this country. If there was a massive deluge or there's orbit change because of the poles changing and shit.
Right.
That's where a lot of people
poles
actually...
changed in this room.
Maybe I should move to the next story, smartass.
What's the story?
Woman accused of urinating on potatoes at Walmart turns herself in.
Now we have a story. Now we
see
have
how the people licking the ice cream and putting it back? They
yeah.
got arrested, talking. Too.
Yeah, well, this woman took it a step further. She actually pissed onto the potatoes.
Why'd she pee on the potatoes?
No, because I guess she was trying to quit eating french fries. The woman who was accused of urinating on potatoes inside Pennsylvania Walmart has reportedly turned herself in. Suspect identified as Grace Brown turned herself into authorities on Tuesday afternoon, according to the news.
Turned herself in.
For doing what?
It was me.
Guys, I'm here. I know you've been searching, scowling the city.
Looking for me. I'm the pee girl.
How do you know it was her?
Police were searching for the woman after she was accused of urinating on potatoes at the Walmart in West Mifflin.
You know what? I wish that... The asteroid
granted.
Would come back and hit her.
Whoa. Yeah.
Boom.
Down in Mifflin.
In Mifflin.
Where's Mifflin?
Yeah, by the way, Brett Morris says there was Apophis was another asteroid a year or so that just went between the moon and the Earth's orbit.
Apophis?
I think it's a matter of time. As we're all calling each other racist and we're all like judging each other on Facebook, then the big fucking rock's going to hit us and it's not going to matter.
I don't know if we're all judging each other. I think you and other people are just judging yourselves.
I think you're wrong there. I'm going to judge you.
I'm not judging anyone online.
Yeah. No, but people seem to like to judge each other online. It's amazing that I've known my wife for 25 years and I'm still getting to know her. Yet somebody on Facebook can read one fucking sentence and know everything about you. I just find that amazing. I always love when people give financial advice and they work at Uber.
Someone sounds a little touchy.
Listen, touch me or don't. Just get over it.
I just want to give a pitch. I don't just do comedy. I actually I sell annuities. So if anyone wants to... Seriously. No, in all seriousness.
I can't do that because otherwise I got to put a disclaimer on this.
No, well, I won't. It's just talk
it's
to
donations.
Me.
Just, it's not for sale. Just talk to if me. You donate.
I mm-hmm. don't just create returns. I enhance them.
My Venmo is at Richard-Lees, L-E-I-S, in case anyone wants to just pay me any money.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. If you pay me 50, if you Venmo me $50.
Speaking of making money, by the way, do you talk about your merch? Are you allowed to talk about your merch?
I sell hot sauce.
Okay.
That's pretty much.
That's it. He sells hot sauce. Move on to
so
the next subject.
So he can talk about, I can't sell my annuities and he can sell his hot sauce.
Well, hot sauce is fine because I know there's more to the story, but now I know what, you know.
I wish we could talk about vape carts because I sell pens. All right. For donations, you can get pens.
Yeah. He gets donations.
I guarantee against downside.
Yeah. Well, and lifetime income and all that shit. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Okay, let's talk.
No way to bring down a show by talking about annuities.
All right.
I remember, it's funny, true story. I remember at the time I had been a financial advisor for 11 years. And I got a job with Hartford as a spokesman for them, like a wholesaler for them. And I was sitting through an immediate annuity class.
Hartford, that's a great college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this was the insurance company.
Gravity.
Do you know the stag, you know, the deer that's on the Hartford? You know what his name is?
Always Dangerous.
You're right.
That was good.
Yeah, exactly. You know who his name is?
I do. Oh,
Lawrence.
No idea.
Oh.
Oh, man. Wow.
Lawrence?
Yeah. Lawrence the Stag. Mm. That's his name.
Larry the Stag.
That is a strong name. Yeah. It's a very regal name.
And if you ever notice, when they show a photo of him, they have his they show his dick.
I didn't know.
Some people thought it was his tail, but it's actually his dick.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and then it became, I remember when I was still working there, like, we got to remove it because it's not nice. I'm like, what are you going to do? You can't.
It's like the penis on the camel thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is interesting. Texas man checks missile launcher and luggage and still caught his flight on a TSA.
I've got a great... I was leaving Florida to go to Kentucky, and we're all in line for the plane to get... Excuse you. We're going in...
Like, my dog is...
Just to check
my dog's in. Not impressed with this fucking show.
Just to check in. Just
my dog is critical. His fucking... socks.
I thought Lala farted. I wasn't sure if I should
No, it was Claire.
I did also, oh, okay. But...
Claire.
Go ahead.
I was in line. So we're all standing in line. And it's going to be about an hour, they said, just to check in to get your ticket. And everyone had to check in, regardless if you had a ticket or not. Already printed out, and there was a guy in front of me and this other couple, and he had this huge gun case, and he says to the people guiding everyone, he goes, "Hey, I've got live guns and ammo here, and do you want to push me through the TSA? You want to?" And they go, "No, you have to stay in line with everybody else."
Right.
So he goes, "Okay." He turns around and he goes, "Hey, you guys, watch my stuff. I'm going to go get a beer." And then he just walks away. We're like, excuse me? Just disappears.
Right.
So this entire time, we're literally kicking up his duffel bag and this case of guns.
Yeah, with live ammo.
Left. Yeah, just totally left.
Not to mention the guy who owns the gun's going to get a few beers.
Right. No, that's it. So we're pushing better. Up. So we get to the front, and he comes back from the bar, and he... right when we're about to get in, and he goes, "Thanks." And he grabs his stuff and just walks right through. And then on my way back, I thought that was just crazy that someone just leaves their guns and tells the person right in front of the security that he's leaving. So on the way back, I had the exit row, and no one was in my row. I was super excited.
Always.
The best thing ever. And they lock the door, and we're about to take off to go from Kentucky back here. And as we're about to take off, some dude comes and sits in my row. There's other rows that are open. He comes and sits in the row because obviously leg room emergency aisle. Turns about to be that dude who was on the flight who left the guns. Yeah.
Was it Yosemite Sam?
No.
Fascinating story. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, thank God, it's worth it.
Turned out.
It was worth the wait.
I was waiting for him to say, and then he shot everybody on the fucking plane.
I was hoping it wasn't a boring story.
Yeah. I don't even know if I should go back to this guy with a fucking missile now.
So turns out, actually, the crazy thing is, turns out his buddy...
Yeah.
So we started talking. It turns out his buddy was taking comedy classes from me.
Wow, what a small world.
Yeah.
It just gets better.
Yeah, he didn't want to tell a story. He just wanted to admit
I was trying to market
his fucking comedy class.
I forgot about the connection.
Yeah, and this guy went set next to me, had a gun and everything, and this and the long da yada yada yada, and I banged this chick on the plane.
No.
That's interesting. What?
I always thought it was crazy that someone would just leave their guns and everyone was okay with that.
You're not supposed to leave your shit. Don't they ask you in the airport? Have you left your bags with other people? Well, I'll say that guy in Fort Lauderdale a couple years ago, right? They packed his gun and he went to get and then he shot people in the fucking baggage claim area. But this guy, a Texas man, stopped at an airport in Maryland on Monday when airport security found a missile launcher in his checked luggage. Transportation Security Administration officials at the airport police tracked the man down in Baltimore, International Thurgood Marshall Airport, and brought him up for questioning. You would hope
so.
Excuse
me, sir. What's this in your bag?
It's a missile launcher.
If you tell us it's a sex toy, then you can keep it.
Yeah. That's what I call my dick, the missile launcher. He said he was returning from Kuwait, and he wanted to keep the missile launcher as a souvenir. Yeah. Some people just get T-shirts. Military weapons are not permitted in checked or carry-on bags.
What about one of those bottles with sand in it?
I would get a keychain. I feel like a keychain because it doesn't take, you know, it's,
it'd be funny if he just
much
like
space and
had a keychain on it.
Yeah,
just had a keychain.
We
used to
get the refrigerator magnets. That's good.
Yeah,
my
key is a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Just like a little keepsake. You know, nothing too big.
Yeah, a keepsake.
A keysake. The man was allowed to catch his flight.
What else is going on, Dougie? What else is going on?
I'll get to that. He was able to catch his flight, but the TSA spokesman said he should have picked up a keychain instead.
Right. See?
So you knew. Did you read the story?
I thought you
fucking follow the news, dude.
I'm clairvoyant.
You mean clairvoyant.
Player voyant.
No, I think you guys will love the story. Vatican cops bust drug-fueled gay orgy at home of Cardinal's aide.
Did they join in?
Yeah. Oh, good. We have something to do with tonight.
Similar story. Deerfield Beach Swingers Club has a special visit by Pope.
Vatican police raided a drug-fueled gay sex party at an apartment belonging to an aide of one of the Pope Francis' key advisors.
Did you hear that the Vatican has the best Molly?
What's drug-fueled?
The Vatican is dosing people with Molly and Quaaludes and...
Take this, you'll get a boner for hours.
Carmina Burana.
It's drug fueled.
Such a crazy song if you've never heard it.
Yeah.
Have you heard Carmina Burana?
Yeah.
Imagine taking drugs and being in like the Vatican.
Oh.
And all of a sudden you hear that song come on. What? Did you hear that? I don't hear anything. It's a very intimidating song.
The Holy Father is enraged since the home inhabited by Francisco Cardinal Coco Palmerios, secretary, belongs to the Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. Cops raided the apartment in late June after neighbors voiced concern about all the gay men hanging out in drug-fueled passion.
What is this, Wilton Manors? What are we talking about?
Once police were inside the apartment, they said they found multiple men engaged in rampant drug use and homosexual activity. What are they watching, Bette Midler videos?
It's almost like this audio cast.
Yeah.
Is this a podcast?
Yeah.
Pad?
It's a podcast? Yeah.
Podcast.
It's a Thai podcast. We pad Thai.
Spicy. Oh,
they then arrested the priest and aide to one of the Pope Francis' key advisors after taking him to the clinic to detox him and clean off all the jizz.
Wow. Guys, break it up. seriously, stop.
Stop with all this gayness.
No, we're going to use my handcuffs.
That's shocking.
That's actually, they were using prods, like prods, cattle prods as well.
That's, you know. Then you wonder. Here's this next story. Scientists create fabric that smells better the more you sweat. This is something we can like. Mm. You're a sweater, right? You sweat?
I do sweat. My face sweats.
Your face sweats?
Yeah, not my underarm.
Your underarms don't sweat, so you need like a deodorant for your face.
So you smell better as you sweat.
You wish you thought of that, right?
I eat a lot of garlic, so
I did think of it. I'm sorry. I did think of it. I just didn't do anything about it.
It's like Jimmy Schubert bit about having ball deodorant.
Yeah. Hmm. It's funny. I watched that.
Ladies, let me tell you.
I used to do a bit back in the day about, because it was the advertisement that was on Howard Stern, Fresh Balls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Fresh Balls, the ad is, it's like toothpaste, or it's like brushing your teeth or washing your face. I'm like, yeah, I hope you save your balls last. Fresh Balls, it was a product. It was like ball deodorant.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it like a powder?
I don't know. I never used it because unlike Richie's face, my balls don't sweat that bad. Unless my balls are on his face. And
I feel like your balls sweat and you probably don't know how much, because by the time you're like in the car air conditioned, your balls have cooled down.
I just wear really tight underwear, so it doesn't.
Maybe that's why you got that. Was it a cyst?
No, man. That was years ago, by the way.
Sister.
Yeah. I think that was from a different reason.
Sister.
I think I was dipping my nuts in something.
Okay.
At the time, process
cashew butter.
The process already exists to ebbed fabric with scents, like from aromatherapy and essential oils.
You know, it's probably going to cause people to have like allergic reactions.
Yeah, there's going to be that somebody be sensitive.
Yeah,
there's going to be a backlash. For
a team of engineers at the University of Minho in Portugal have developed two ways to modify.
Very reliable source.
Yeah, we stink like
that. Isn't that where Alex Mauricio got his doctor's?
He got that from Grenada. Yeah. The island of Grenada.
He got it from Kirk Meadow School online.
I'm from the Bahamas. Scientists use a protein found in pigs' noses. Wow. Yes.
You know about the flavor of raspberry? Where that comes from?
No.
The raspberries?
You can look it up if you'd like. It comes from beaver anal glands.
Really?
I did not know that.
So, most of the raspberry flavoring you get, the artificial flavoring, comes from beaver anal glands.
Remind me to throw out my fucking raspberry flavored Chex
iced
mix.
Tea, Chex mix, everything. Yeah. So it's, I looked it up. I was like, because someone told me about it. And
come
I looked
on.
It up. And it's from like, back in the day when pelts were traded and stuff, and they wanted to flavor, they knew the smell, the aroma was very sweet, so they started adding.
You know what you're doing? Now a bunch of guys are gonna go out and bang
some beavers.
If your boyfriend's cock smells like raspberry,
he's been fucking a beaver in the ass. Now this is not a related story, but similar. Sony to sell air conditioner shirts.
Oh, that's cool.
Especially in this state. I was just in Tucson, Arizona. It was 110 degrees. When the sun was going down.
It's a dry heat.
It's fucking hot. And I couldn't believe there's still people walking around during the day.
Yeah. I feel like that here.
You know, but I tell you what, some people say it's worse here. But let me tell you something. At least when you sweat, especially like your face, at least when you sweat, you cool off a little bit. You feel a little cool. You feel disgusting. I don't like to sweat, especially
when I carry handkerchiefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to get in the habit of that, like especially a long scent. It's hot. I usually
you know what's good to have.
You get it
is a moist towelette. There's nothing like a lemony fresh moist towelette.
Yeah,
to have handy.
Yeah, I like whenever I'm on the road now. I like to grab one of those little face cloths, and I always forget to bring it to me on stage.
Bruce towel.
Right.
Yeah, and you do. You know, you that get is. On stage, you wipe your face.
Mm-hmm.
Now this I think is a great invention. In Miami, there's no day. Debut date, but folks in South Florida should already be lining up to buy Sony's latest creation.
Where's the line start?
Right here. The electronic giant is developing a wearable air conditioner shirt that will keep people cool despite high temperatures outside.
Mm.
It says here, Sony is creating a Rheon pocket.
What about high temperatures inside?
Yeah. I think...
If they should do it for the downstairs area.
Right.
When you're really hot, you want to cool down.
Right.
One of the things, you have like a cold bottle of water on you and something, you drink it, right? But one of the best things to do is put it up against your wrists.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. You know that?
Or my behind, grandma like taught a, me
yeah.
that
yeah.
when I was growing
yeah.
up.
That'll yeah. cool you off.
If I'm upset about something and I go to the bathroom for a minute and I just run cool water over my wrists, it calms me down.
Hmm.
And I get really upset.
I'm not going to say what calms me down, but it works. Yeah. it works.
Yeah, that works too. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that back in the cocaine days, if I ever had a little too much and you get all baked up.
I like how he's saying back in the day.
Dude, trust me, I quit long ago. But when I did, I feel like I had to either swim in a pool or jump in a shower. Like something about the warm, like you said, like water would bring down that edge. Like you get all, you get all edgy. Like, you can't. And that's what I had to do. Jump in the pool.
If I even thought about thinking about cocaine,
that reminds me of when I remember you, Doug, is when I met you at Rumor Has It in Fort Lauderdale.
Ooh,
Rumor Has It. That was one of the first places I did comedy ever.
Yeah,
back in the
I was writing for a TV show called an online show called The Lunchbox. And this guy was friends with the director of that and said, "Hey, will you host the show?" And I said, "Sure, how much will you pay me?" He goes, "How about if I give you $100 and then we'll do an audience thing and we'll give away $100 every week to a comedian that the audience votes?" And I was like, "Great." And he goes, "We'll do 14 weeks." And I was like, "So I make $1,400 and they make $1,400? This sounds amazing."
Right.
And so everyone I know won a week of that. And I met Doug in the back, and there was it was like a DJ hanging out. And Doug's like, hey, how'd you get this room? And I was like, oh, the guy called me and said he wanted to do it. And he was like, because I'm doing this show. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And I didn't really know what the hell was
Not me,
going
the
on.
Guy, the DJ guy.
I wasn't sure what it was.
And there's a guy named Malcolm.
I don't know Malcolm.
He's a black guy. That's who got me on that show. Oh. He used to book that show. And Malcolm, talking about cocaine, Malcolm was a cocaine dealer.
That's why I thought about coke. I don't remember Malcolm. I just remember you and the DJ.
Yeah. But I didn't say who gave you the show. It's my show. I didn't book that show.
So it was someone's show.
It was Malcolm's.
I think it was the DJ. It was a radio DJ.
Yeah, I remember that was when I first, that was really the first place I started doing.
Yeah, that's all.
And it was funny because that was the day I was just like a few weeks in, I was doing 20 minutes. Like we're doing all this crazy time on stage. And I remember one time at Town Professional, it was funny. Like some guy, I still remember this day, somebody goes, hey, where's Malcolm? I go, what, do you need drugs? and he got pissed.
For real?
He goes, dude, what the fuck? I go, well, dude, I thought that's what he was asking for. So anyway, you can get an air-conditioned shirt.
How much is where they retail?
They're not on sale yet, but...
Do they give an idea?
Yeah, do you want one? I'll get you one.
You don't sweat. You're too thin.
I sweat.
He's sweating right now. Downstairs.
Yeah. You're down there? You man groom?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I do as well.
Just in case.
Not for the vanity part of it, just for the temperature.
I just saw an ad, a thing for the Just for Men, how people were putting it in their beards, and it was like burning them, giving them third-degree burns, and they were having to have reconstructive surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know people, because I don't have a goatee because of that. It was always gray. So Joey Medina was like, I use this brush, and you just color it and shit like that.
I had a barber one time tell me, just use mascara on my cheeks.
Yeah. Little pen. And my wife gave me this stuff sometimes. My sideburns here.
Yeah, I like multiple color. I mean, Gary's obviously going with the...
He looks...
What was your hair color? Did you ever have a hair color? Or was it always just... silver?
I just started having hair recently, actually. No, it was...
By the way, Steve Lamb says he'd like to hear more about the towelettes.
Moist towelettes.
Well, yes. Yes, moist towelettes. Mm-hmm. I went to school with someone from the Towelette family, actually.
Is that the last name? Is that where they came up with the name?
It's funny. They had such a generic name.
No, Tommy Towelette III. Yeah, we were in the same...
Are they related to the Kleenexes?
TT, they call
I'm trying to be serious, okay? No, we went to college together.
What was his sister's name?
I'm sorry?
What was his sister's name?
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy's sister.
Well, Tommy was the... He was actually adopted. So, No, it's a long story.
Tamara Towelette?
But the Towelettes are very...
You should talk into the microphone, though.
I'm sorry. No, sometimes people try and... It just upsets me. They try and pass off wet naps as moist towelettes.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Hmm. No. That's what I love about G-Man. He's the one who'll point that shit out.
No, moist towelette is all natural. You like moist towelette better? Lemon. Yeah, well, it's maybe.
What about lemon and water?
Isn't
that better?
What about water and vinegar?
Lemon
and water.
Instead of just wash your hands with water and lemon.
Yeah, that's what my wife does. She'll grab a lemon, especially if we eat like seafood. She'll grab a napkin. She'll get a glass of water and some lemon, squeeze it, put it together, and wipe her hands up.
No, but sometimes it's just nice to have the convenience of a little, little moist towelette.
Moist towelette.
You know what I mean? Just slip it out of your pocket and just...
You don't just keep it wet. Now your pocket's wet.
No.
You ever have one of those pop in your pocket?
Never.
Never.
No. Not a towelette product.
Have you ever had a towelette long enough that it's no longer moist when you open it?
Like it's been hold like a no, condom no, that you've been saving not, for years.
Not something
it says lubed and you pull it out and it's like cracking.
Yeah,
so dry.
Not a moist towelette. Not from again.
Have you ever used a moist towelette instead of a condom?
No.
Okay, because I mean that would leave everything smelling lemony fresh.
Yeah,
it would.
You guys are so great.
It's good to be back on the scene.
Yeah, it is good to have you back. Our last story of the day.
It's been a while.
Our last story of the day is pretty funny. A Brazilian gang leader puts on a silicone mask and a wig in attempt to flee jail disguised as his daughter. Now, we can't show you this on the podcast, and I don't have time
to
show
it. He was well shaved. He was completely shaved.
This guy wore a fucking... This is so funny. You got to pull it on. He put a wig, and he put a mask on and everything. He dressed like his daughter. But a Brazilian gang leader tried to escape from prison by dressing up as his daughter when she
was
visiting.
The daughter?
She got stuck in jail. Yeah, you stay here for a few years, honey. I got to go do some deals. Visiting behind
you'll
bars.
You'll be okay. These guys don't. They're not into...
They haven't seen a woman in years, but you'll be fine. Bars and walking out of the penitentiary's main door in her place.
Well, she got out.
Clavino da Silva, also known as Shorty, donned a silicone girl's mask and long dark hair wig for his attempt to jailbreak in the western part of Rio de Janeiro. But prison officials said the nervousness displayed as he tried to leave the prison in his disguise gave him away, and the fact that he had a big bulge in his pants.
Mm.
You know what that's like, dude.
Mm-hmm.
His plan was apparently to leave his 19-year-old daughter inside the jail. Police are looking into her possible role as an accomplice in Saturday's failed escape attempt. But this is...
Yeah, I look like my dad. Why?
Oh, my.
That's what he looks like?
That's hot stuff.
Yeah. They didn't know if it was a girl or a fucking alien.
Yeah. We stormed Area 51 and we found this Brazilian drug dealer.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's not too obvious.
Yeah. Crazy, right? Well, anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Again, I want to thank G-Man for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. And my mother had me, but thank you for... inviting me on the show.
Well, listen, and if I haven't said it yet, I'm so glad you're back.
It's good to be back on the scene. No, and I'm here to stay.
Good. Yes. And Richie Lease.
Lala.
Richie Lala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still one of my favorite jokes of all time was at the old Funky Buddha.
Yeah, it was someone else's joke.
Yeah.
It's Perry Sack.
Perry Sack says, if Richie Lala hooked up with Lady Gaga, his name would be Richie Lala Gaga.
Richie
it was
Gaga
funny
Lala.
Back. Whatever. Don't let the facts get away with a good story. And real quick plugs. You got some stuff coming up here?
Yeah. Thursday the 8th at the Funky Biscuit in support of Teachers Association. And the 24th at Howl in Fort Myers. It's a tattoo gallery.
Oh, cool.
And they do shows. And this weekend... It's Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be at Laughing in Fort Myers.
Oh, good. Yeah. Tell Brian I said hi.
I will.
don't tell the prick I said fucking asshole. Yeah, and how about you, buddy?
I will be Saturday at
Backstage?
Backstage, yeah. What's that?
I'm just giving you background music.
Thank you. I'm not sure what time the shows are. I think it's 8 and 10.
Right.
And... that's going to be delightful. I've got surprises. And then Sunday at the Brew House.
At the Brew House.
The 11th.
Nice.
And that's 7:15, 7:30. Be there.
There you go, guys. Out in Lake Park area, right?
That is.
Lake Park.
That is Lake Park.
It is Lake Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, guys, this Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be at the West Palm Beach Improv opening for Rick Gutierrez.
Yeah, Gutierrez.
Very fun. Looking forward to that. If you want to go to the show free, please contact me, and I'll put you on the guest list. That simple. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And go to my website, DougieAlmeida.com, for more dates and stuff. A bunch of stuff coming up. And I just got announced I'm going to be in the World Series of Comedy main event.
Mazel tov.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be in September in St. Louis. So excited about that. Thanks, guys, for coming. Really glad you're here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Doug.
And we'll probably have another show this week, guys. I got 9 co-hosts. Let's see if we can get 1 or 2 of them to show up. All right?
Co-hosts?
Yeah.
Bunch of nice that they're all here.
Well.
Well, listen, they're busy and shit, I get it. But anyway, guys. Yeah, it's a tough time. Anyway, guys, thanks again for joining us, and we'll be back right here next time with the same spot.
And see you.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting
watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beaming light hit the ground. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of the sun, they started to climb.